Dr. Hart sat me down, and he told me the story of his fascinating yet somewhat melodramatic adventures with special forces. It all began with a visit from a colonel called John Alexander, who turned up one day at Jim Hart's door with a few other military men. Colonel Alexander had headhunted Dr. Hart, having been deeply moved by Jim Channon's 1st Earth Battalion Operations Manual. He wanted to know if Dr. Hart could really turn ordinary soldiers into advanced Zen masters in just 7 days, and give them the power of telepathy simply by plugging them into his brain machine. Dr. Hart said it was indeed true, and so the quest to create a super soldier, a soldier with supernatural powers, was set into motion right here in this building in Silicon Valley. The colonel told Jim Hart that Special Forces had, ever since the publication of Jim's manual, invited one peak performance guru after another from the New Age and Human Potential movements of California to lecture the soldiers on how to be more attuned with their inner spirits and so on, but it had not been a success. The gurus had routinely been greeted with boos, catcalls, and theatrical yawns by Special Forces. Now Colonel Alexander wanted to know, would Dr. Hart be willing to give it a try? Would he bring his portable brain-training machine to Fort Bragg? Jim Hart showed me the machine. You strap electrodes onto your head, and your alpha waves are fed into a computer. Knobs are tweaked, and your alpha waves are attuned. When this has been achieved, your IQ is boosted by 12 points, and you effortlessly reach a spiritual level usually only attainable through a lifetime's diligent study of Zen techniques. If two people are strapped in the machine simultaneously, they get to read one another's minds. Dr. Hart explained all this to Colonel Alexander, and he offered to give him a demonstration, but Colonel Alexander declined. He said there was a lot of classified military information stored in his brain, and he couldn't risk telepathically revealing it to Dr. Hart. Dr. Hart said he understood. Colonel Alexander felt obliged to tell Dr. Hart that Special Forces were really quite hostile to the whole idea, which they considered to be mumbo-jumbo. They would, in fact, be uncontrollable and refuse to sit still and listen. In that case, Dr. Hart replied, he would only accept the challenge if the soldiers were first sent on a month-long meditation retreat. Well, Dr. Hart said to me now, first of all, they wouldn't call it a meditation retreat, because retreat is a no-no word in the Army. So it was called a meditation encampment, and it was hugely unsuccessful. How come? I asked. The soldiers actually brawled with each other in the meditation setting, he said. They brawled out of boredom.